Imagine for a moment that you get to create a tool to evaluate schools. You're going to use a system of 100 points. Important stuff, like making sure kids are smarter this year than they were last year, let's make that worth 50 points. Having most kids pass standardized tests, let's say that's 10 points for math, 10 for language arts. So how many points would you allocate for the arts? You know, band, theater, painting, drawing. How important are those things to the quality of a school? While you're thinking about your answer, I'll explain why I'm asking. See, there's a new law called the Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA for short. It replaced the law called No Child Left Behind, which most educators didn't like. What they like about ESSA is that it allows each state to formulate its own school accountability plan. The Illinois State Board of Education has been working on this 100-point system for almost a year, and they voted on the final draft this week. So back to that question about the arts. What number did you choose? The board liked the number 0, as in nada, zip, zilch. People lined up at a microphone to try to nudge them toward a higher number.
All students, whether they are urban, rural, or suburban, deserve arts learning. Arts learning should not be institutionalized as the first thing that's automatically cut. That is not an appropriate assumption. The plan weights the indicator as 0. The arts are not a 0.
That's Jonathan Vanderbrug. He works for Arts Alliance Illinois, so he knows how to speak the board's language. He asks for the arts to get a weighted indicator. That means put it in the plan and assign it a point value.
These past 2 weeks, more than 1,500 Illinoisans submitted comments in support of an arts indicator. Yesterday, more than 1,000 Illinoisans from rural, suburban, urban submitted comments in 24 hours in support of a weighted arts indicator. That's more comments than were submitted in total combined for the first two drafts. And that sure is not a 0. There are children in our state that band, live theater, dance, media arts, it is their lifeline to learning. That's what keeps them in school. That is so much more than a 0. And we can commit today, I think, and make a statement, and that's what it's about today, I think, to make a statement that the arts have weight. They have weight. And so we encourage you to weight the arts at 3% by the year 2021. We believe that's reasonable. And so we ask that you show today that the arts count.
After everybody had a turn at the mic, the board didn't vote right away. Instead, they paused to give out an award.
All right. Next, we honor Miss Lisa Locke for her exceptional talent that is reflected in a piece that has been chosen to commemorate Illinois' Arts Education Week, which Governor Rauner has proclaimed as March 13th through the 19th. Lisa's parents, Sandy and Bryant, and her siblings, Jason and Amanda, are here today. Michael Skura, Lisa's art teacher, and Mike Wayne, Lisa's principal, are here as well. Lisa, where are you? Leah, where are you? Come forward.
Leah Locke is a 17-year-old junior at Oswego High School. Her winning entry was a portrait of her little sister, drawn partly in black ink, partly in colored pencil. If you look closely, you can see these words overlaid on the girl's face. Stay soft. It looks beautiful on you. It's a line from her favorite poet, Nayira Wahid. The board members gave Leah Locke a proclamation and a big round of applause. As soon as she left, they got back to talking about how many points to give arts in that 100-point plan. It's a conversation they've been having for months. They keep getting hung up on how to measure what a school is doing with the arts. But one board member, Craig Linvaugh, put the problem in perspective. He's a retired band director, and he sees the 0 as a positive. He has some health problems, so listen closely.
I'm particularly interested in the arts, as you probably understand. And It's the first time I remember the arts being put on official notice of what we're doing. I've been in a long time, and I don't ever remember the arts being anything, but we're just not going to deal with the arts. So to have it as an official member of the criteria we're looking at, I think is an important thing. And I also like very much that we're required to now weight that. As far as putting in a number in right now, I can see both sides of that, but it does make sense to me that we're putting people on notice and giving them a chance to think about this and have substantive discussions about how we're going to measure what these indicators are going to be. Because we may find that participation is the great indicator, and that we don't really care if they have a good band or not, just that they have a band.
The board decided to keep arts on the list with 0 points and start collecting data on arts programs in Illinois. They've promised that 4 years from now, or maybe even sooner, they'll adjust the plan to change that zero to a real number. Maybe it will be just a 3, but it will be something. In the hallway after the meeting, I asked Leah Locke's art teacher how he felt watching his own student win a statewide award and then listening to board members try to weigh the value of art and landing on the number 0.
Well, naturally, being a fine arts advocate, I would want it to be at 100%. At the same time, I understand there are compromises, and it seems like more if it was a win-win. No, it's not ideal. I would love it to be a specific number, but the fact that all of them went on record to say that they first value the fine arts, and at the same time, they really quickly want to establish indicator number through some research and quicker than the 4 years that is when they're going to revisit. So I'm encouraged.
The number that I heard run around was 3%. Is that good for you?
That's a good question. Like I said, if it was me, I'd have it 100%. And with the narrative of fine arts in the public, anything beyond 0 is something to be very grateful for.
All right, thanks.